Hello.
Hi, Austin. It's Nadine.
Hey.
Sorry. All right. Let's get the rest of this set up for you, and then you're good to go, okay? Let me just pull up your account here real quick. And then, now, did you see to make sure that you got the receipt and that you also, it'll say initial invoice on it?
I see initial invoice, and I see...
And then there's one that'll say action photos needed. Do you see that one, too?
Yep, I see that.
Beautiful. Okay. So action photos needed, that is the one that I told you. Send us whatever pictures on that list. Whatever you do have, whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. There's a hyperlink. You're going to click on it, upload the photos there. Okay. Of any of the items that you do have on that list. Now, the other one that says initial invoice, this is the one that Robin is going to sign. Okay. So when you're looking at it, do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay. So what she's going to do is you guys are going to click on it where it says click here. It'll take you to a page that'll say local splash terms of experience. Now on that page, there's going to be a box that says mobile phone and it's going to have your phone number listed there. Okay.
Yep.
The two boxes underneath of it are going to be checked because one, you are agreeing that you will receive text messages to your phone. Okay. The other box, you'll click in it because what you're checking is, what she's checking actually is that it's her name on the card that she provided for the payment. Okay.
Okay.
And that the information is true and correct. And then at the bottom, she's going to type her name exactly as it reads there. Okay. And then she'll just click on confirm signature. And that's it. And then she's all set. Okay. On that. You'll know when it accepts it because it'll open up another page that'll say username and password to enter that. Once you're there, then you know it accepted it. Okay. But basically, when you see that login, that'll ask you to enter the username or password. And in fact, I don't know why it's in your name. Hold on. Let me fix it. They changed it. It's supposed to be her name. Let me correct that. I don't know why they put standby. I know what he did. R-O-B-B-Y. 1N. Okay, let me just update it here. He put it as your name. I think when you were talking to Angel, he put your name so it kind of erased hers. So let me just fix it because I want to make sure. I was like, what in the world? Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me just make sure it corrected it now. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. So, yeah. So just make sure. I just want to make sure it has her name listed there. Give me one second. Let me go back to here, and then we're going to go here. Are you in that right now? Are you looking at it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a login.
Yeah. Okay. So if you go at, are you already at the login?
Yeah.
No way. Oh man, that was quick. Okay. I fixed it too. Okay. Perfect. All right. So this is what I wanted you to see. That's where you would go in to track your results with us. So within 5 to 7 days, I want you to be on the lookout that you're going to receive an email from us. It's going to have this link, a username, and a password, and you're just going to update it to a password of your choice if you want, or you could just stick with the password that we created for you. But that's where you would track your results with us, okay? So you'll get that within 5 to 7 days, all right?
Okay.
Now, we want to schedule your client interview. And the client interview, like I mentioned, it's going to take about, we'll block out an hour, but it could take between 30 to 40 minutes or sometimes a little bit longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have.
Okay.
So I want to schedule it at a time that is going to be convenient for you. And if I'm looking here, I have the following appointments available, and whatever time I give you, it's going to be in your time zone, okay? I have 3 to 4, 4 to 5. Do any of those times work, 3 to 4, 4 to 5?
4 to 5 does.
4 to 5? Okay. So let me do this. I am going to set you up for your client interview to be between 4 and 5 o'clock today. Now, Austin, we're going to call you from an 877 number, so just make sure to answer all calls within that hour, okay? Now,
okay.
Of course, the calendar invite is going to have Robin's name on it, but in the notes, they know that they are speaking with you. It's just because the account, because the billing's in her name, okay?
Okay.
But I have it noted that you are the primary on the account that she just paid for the program, okay, with her card.
Yep.
Now, we're going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. But if for some reason, let's say you're in the middle of something and maybe you need 5 or 10 more minutes, okay, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes, and we will call you right back. We don't want
okay.
you to miss this appointment, but we know sometimes something might come up and you just need a little bit more time, right?
Right.
Now, if I'm not on another call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician, okay? If I'm not available, then they're just going to call you directly, okay?
Okay.
So let me just do this here, and then we'll be all set. So let me put Robin's name on here, and I'm just going to notate her on here. Do you want me to list her as fiance?
Yeah, I mean.
Or wife.
Girlfriend,
you tell me.
Whatever.
She's all, fiance, I don't have the ring yet.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put girlfriend, paid for program, so that way they're just aware why her name's on there. Okay. And then I got your number there. Okay. And then we got that. And today is Wednesday. I can't believe this week is like flying by. I can't believe we're like almost halfway in March. Oh my goodness. Okay. And then I got all of that there. Yes, yes. Okay. Now, the last thing I want to go over with you is the timeline. Okay? So starting from today, we're going to get moving, which I'm glad we're doing the interview today. So I need you to be on the lookout. Within 6 to 10 days, you're going to get a PIN code in the mail from Google, and this is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So it'll look like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. It is not junk mail. Okay, as soon as you get that PIN code, we'll need it, and the technician will go over this with you as well.
Okay.
5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed in all the directories, and we're also going to send you your login credentials so you can start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads will be live, and so will your website. Those will be completed, okay, up and running. Now, what we always state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we send to you in writing, the first page placement on Google, Austin, that can take between 30 to 45 days. That's always going to be our promise. However, many times I have seen where it has happened sooner.
Okay.
So, in the meantime, we're getting everything else up and running. So this way you can start generating calls as quickly as possible. Now we'll also be sending you notifications. Once you're on the first page of Google, we'll notify you when your Facebook ads are live, your website's live, when you're in the directory. So we're going to keep you in the loop too of the steps that we're completing. So this way you're aware of the work that we're doing as well. Okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. Very excited. So did you have any other questions before I let you go?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. So just remember, we'll be calling you between 4 and 5, so just be on the lookout for that call, but you'll also get the reminder an hour before. Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank
you. Right, Austin. You are so welcome. Have a blessed day, and I'll talk to you hopefully later on this afternoon. I'm available to make that call with them. Okay. To introduce
Alrighty,
you.
Alrighty.
All right.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.